Some weeks ago, when Milton was first in the hospital, I had an opportunity to visit with him, and it was a longer visit because it was one of the few opportunities that I was there and no one else was visiting at the time. The people at the front desk of the hospital after a couple weeks would say, well, you might need to find an extra chair. And they knew his room number by heart because so many people came to visit him. But on this particular day, it was just he and I, and he shared some of the same things that he said at the end of this video of what a blessed life that he had lived and how thankful he was. We looked at the picture from his 90th birthday party of all the grandchildren with, I don't know if it was Andrew or Benjamin, had to Photoshop the last couple faces in so that it had everybody, but he reflected on all of the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, and he talked about his children and how wonderful they had been to care for him and be there, and Gail to make him do his exercises even if he didn't always want to do those exercises, but how blessed he was. And he shared a little bit about his faith in his life and how he had felt God's presence in his life. He talked about his time in the service and what a scary time that was, and yet how God had provided for him there and how he had come home safely. And he talked about that promise of eternal life. And this wasn't something that was a far off, distant promise to him. This was something he could see, and see what a glorious thing it was. He chose some of the verses for us this morning. The first ones we heard from Isaiah 46. Listen to me, O God of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been born by me from your birth, carried from the womb, even to your old age, I am with you. Even when you turn gray, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, I will carry and I will save. Milton knew what it was to be a child of God, to be carried and cared for in life. This place was an important place for him, where he served on numerous committees and working to make sure that this place and its message continued. He knew this promise of care, this promise of love, this promise of life. And this is the same presence that God gives to us now. This is the same presence that God promises us, that just as he carried Milton through those days and through those trials and through those good times, that God continues to reach out to us now with care and with love and with hope. About a year and a half ago, we celebrated the 90th birthday party, and Franksville Park was full of people there to celebrate life and love, and it was a wonderful event. And we come today to celebrate life and love as well. The life and the love that Milton shared with us, and the light and the love that Christ promises to each of us. A promise that is real, that we can see, that death doesn't have the last say, that death doesn't conquer all, that this faith that God gives us is one that sustains us from when we were born to when we are old with gray hair. In our gospel reading today, we have Mary and Martha who are grieving the loss of their brother. And Jesus grieves with them, just as he grieves with us now. He knows that even though the promise of everlasting life is a wonderful promise, it is still sad to say goodbye, that we will still miss this wonderful person who meant so much to us as a dad, as a grandfather, as a great-grandfather, as a brother, as an uncle, as a friend. But that life and that love does not end today. That God's life and God's love is eternal. And so even as we grieve and say goodbye, we do so holding on to this promise that because Jesus lives, we live. Amen. Please stand as we sing together. 785 in the red book. Please stand.